He will be available. Excuse me. He will be available for question and answer next door at the speaker table. So, a couple things here. We've got some really neat stuff to give away. I need a volunteer. Preferably female. Sir, put your hand down. I said female. Sir, once again, female. If you have an Audi instead of an innie, sir, you don't qualify. Why are you whistling at me, sir? Yes, whatever. How about you, ma'am? You're the one person who's not raising your hand, the Oriental lady right here. See what happens when you don't volunteer? Round of applause. What's your name, ma'am?
Yukari.
Sorry?
Yukari.
Yukari, where are you from?
L.A.
And what do you do, Yukari?
I'm a doctor.
A doctor of what?
Medical doctor.
Do we believe that? What would a medical doctor being at a hacker convention? Somebody screwed up the cover story. What type of doctor are you?
Family practice.
Are you very nervous?
Yes.
Why?
I don't like to be in front.
Family practice, Los Angeles. Where'd you go to med school?
Loma Linda.
That's possible. That's a real medical school. I unfortunately am not a doctor, sir. If you can come up with something.
I got one.
What is it?
Subcutaneous hematoma.
It's a hemorrhage under the skin, pretty much.
Are you satisfied, sir? You've been watching Dr. Quincy, MD, haven't you? Picked that one right off the TV, huh? Anybody else have a medical question for the doctor? What is the what? What is the name of the hangy ball thing in the back of your mouth? Put the crack pipe down, sir. What is what? What is Huntington's disease?
I'm not gonna answer that.
In the back, in the blue shirt. What is a class of drugs such as Tegament or Pepsic?
HT blocker.
HT blocker. Are you a chemist, sir? Should we be searching your room for E, sir? It's scary. You're cooking up a batch of meth in the backyard there, sir? Is there a reason why you need histamine blockers, sir? No comment? Do you have acid reflux disorder, sir? Millions of Americans do, sir. You're not alone. There is help. Talk to your doctor today. Well, what? What do you feed your humans at? Lurkin, flurkin, slurkin, jerkin. Did you say how many genes do humans have? How many feet, the things at the bottom of your leg? That would be two, sir. Look down, sir. See that? If you have more than two, seek help. I'm sure we could do a study. So, doctor, what brings you to DEF CON?
My husband.
Your husband. What brings your husband to DEF CON?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. Come here, sir. Here's a microphone just for you. You better have a real good answer for this one.
Actually, it's a friend of mine, Evan Prime. Here he is right here.
He just said, fuck it, let's go to DEF CON?
No, he's been trying to get me to come for a while.
And what do you do, sir?
I work on networks. No, wait.
Could you have been any more vague, sir?
No.
Did you know your husband was a Fed man? Even his wife didn't know.
Actually, I work at Loma Linda University in their IS department for School of Medicine.
Excellent. I hear they're recruiting heavily for the CIA there. Seriously, is that where you work?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, what's the key question?
No.
No, it's what's
no,
the
I'm
password,
not.
You idiots.
Hi, I want a T-shirt, man.
No, I do not.
Actually, on a separate note, there has been several feds walking around, one of whom is on the stage right now. I'm very surprised you haven't spotted him yet. We'll give you a quick chance later on to spot him later. But first, let's go ahead and give away some really cool stuff. And we're going to... I'm sorry, I've forgotten your wife's name, sir. Do you remember it?
Yukari.
Yeah. Nihongo hanashimasu ka?
Chotto hanashimasu.
Chotto dake ne.
So.
Atashi mo hanashite. What we have to give away is, first of all, some very cool cameras, which I guess we're going to have the fine doctor toss out into the audience. You can throw them out, and you can treat the people you hit. Don't kill each other for them. Once again, the injury factor. Try not to kill each other for the cameras, folks. Work together to put that back together. Real hard. Are you all right, sir? That would be a subcutaneous hematoma, sir.
Save one for your husband. Come on.
Is that her husband's friend shouting that out?
No.
Okay. It was close. Throw it as hard as you can towards the back of the room. Hit the guy in the red shirt. Hold up your hands like a goalpost, guys. There we go. Oh, there it is. She has a career in the NFL. Thank you very much, man. Come on up. We have more free stuff to give away.
Random hardware.
Don't give it to me. I'm not going to throw it.
Wow, look, it's pink.
It's pink. And it's pink. I think we have a CPU. I think it's a Cyrex.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yukara-san, tomo arigatou gozaimashita.
4D6-100. A Pentium with fan.
Oh, chip! You, sir, have a career in rugby. Don't go, sir. The best is yet to come.
And a 100-meg hard drive. It's heavy. We're not going to throw it.
Underhand toss, please.
Throw it!
Underhand toss. Loft it gently towards the audience, sir.
Thank you.
Much as it pains me to say this, we have some free BSD CDs. That... Next, we'll be throwing the sparks. No, we won't. Do we have any more free BSD CDs? I think we have a whole stack of those. That's it. A bit overzealous there. You all know that BSD and LSD were invented in the same place at the same time, right? That should tell you something. We need another volunteer. Once again, female. That way you don't get your ass kicked when they don't. Yes, ma'am. We're doing an Oriental theme today. Yeah. Tell us your name, love.
Lydia. Lydia?
Right. What's your name? It's okay. We'll go over it one more time. What do you do?
I'm going to be going to grad school.
Cheers. And you're here because?
My boyfriend.
Of course you are.
Wait, where is he?
And what does he do?
He does computer stuff.
What type of computer stuff do you do, sir? Sorry? You don't really specialize in any one thing. You see, I was asked earlier by some reporters if I could provide some female hackers to the community, and so far we're striking out pretty hard here up on stage. What are you doing in grad school?
I'm going to get my master's in psych.
Master's in psych. There's a gentleman right over there who really needs your help. Something about feet problems.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? How do we want to do this? We have two very nice Spark stations donated by Bodoman.com. What do you guys think is a fair way to handle distributing these? Pit fight, 2 men enter, 1 man leaves.
What was the master password in Tron?
The master control program password. Yes, sir.
Yes.
That would be correct, sir. You have your choice. No, hold on. You have your choice of a Spark 2 or a Spark Classic? IPX, I'm sorry. A fine System 5 derivative platform, I may say. Okay, we have one more. Can anyone else think of a good trivia question? What was the name of the computer in War Games? No, we're not going to use that one. Where are you? You're a sick man. Do you work for the NSA, sir? Do you work for the NSA? I know you're not David Lightman, sir. Do you work for the NSA? I've seen you somewhere. Not yet, but you aspire to? Yeah, NSA is recruiting. Come on, somebody else has got to have a good question, because I'm completely drawing a blank. What was the name of the computer in Terminator 2? Who had it up first? Dude with a hat. You are correct, sir. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being so kind. The young lady would like a free BSD CD. What? You want me to put my fist where? Okay, here's another good question. When does Skynet go online? Just general purpose. What possible reason would a psych major want with a free BSD CD? Step up to the microphone, don't leave. It's not that easy.
He wants it.
He wants it. I don't know, guys. Is anybody going to be nice and give her a CD?
Yeah.
Smile real pretty for the audience and ask real nice and someone might give you a CD.
Can I have a free BSD CD?
Anybody?
Please?
Anybody? Bring it on down. No, do not throw it. I do not want to get hit in the head with a flying object. Absolutely. That's funny for me. It's not funny for me to get hit in the head. I laugh my ass off when you get smacked, though. Because y'all get that funny look on your face. And... Cheers. Thank you very much for your participation. Couple more things. Got to really quickly do a couple spot the feds. A lot of people have been asking about this. You know who you are. You saw me earlier. Please come up on stage with your fed. And please stand by the microphone. That man has a big brain. Oh, it's just a bad haircut. I'm sorry. He likes you, sir. Go ahead, sir. Is that a soccer sweatshirt I see you're wearing?
Yep.
You. Ugh. Get off the stage.
Are you a Fed?
No.
Leave it to a soccer player to ask a question like that. Myself being a rugby man. Is that it? Are you done?
Well, he said he was last night when we got him drunk.
Do I look like I'm old enough to be a Fed?
Yes, sir, you look old enough to be a Fed.
You can't. How do you want me to prove that I'm not?
Sir, if you don't want to be spotted, just say so now. We'll just end it here.
I'm a communications officer in the Air Force. I'm not really a Fed.
I'm sorry?
I do ComSec.
You do
I can't
ComSec.
Arrest anybody.
You can't arrest anybody.
Is the Air Force paying for your trip here?
Yes.
Actually, sir, we're paying for your trip here.
What's that?
Actually, we're paying for your trip here, but that's okay. By the way,
thank you, everybody.
Oh, wait, does your uniform fit okay?
What's that?
Does your uniform fit okay? I want you to be comfortable. It's my tax dollars. I want to make sure you're getting your full letter. By the way, does your mommy know that you're in the Air Force?
You can answer this question. Okay, we lost comms.
You have a lucky coincidence, don't you?
Yes. Truth is out there. Can we pot up the state lights?
Thank you. You can answer those questions, sir.
What was that question?
Does your mommy know that you're flying planes for the Air Force?
Yes, and she was very happy that I was going to Vegas.
Of course. Just turned 21, did you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. Of course you are. Still a virgin takes one to know one, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. You have your left hand. My fault. And your right if your left stops speaking to you. Work on yoga and you can use your feet, too. Not anymore? I'm glad you amused yourself, sir. Because you're a force of one. Sorry, sir. No such luck. Has to be arrested powers or an intelligence organization. Valiant effort, and thank you for your participation. Step on up. Remember, MI5 lies.
The reason I believe this person here is a federal agent is because a priest throughout DEF CON has been qualifying someone that fits his profile, British Indian. He mentioned there was a Fed on stage. I don't think any, I guess...
Did you just say British Indian?
No, British Indian type of...
British Indian.
Yes,
what you're
Indian.
Trying to say. Okay. Where are you from, sir?
Me?
Yes.
Planet.
No, no, state. State, please.
California.
And you speak... Okay.
And so, yeah, throughout DEF CON, you've been talking about this guy or whatever. Recently, you profiled him. You said, you know, he was on the stage. He was the first person to leave the stage and kind of run over there. I'm like, well,
why does your tag say I with an underline under it?
I don't know.
You're about as sharp as a bowling ball, aren't you, sir? You're not very bright, are you?
It actually stands for my handle and name and everything. So.
I see. Were you dropped on your head as a child?
Yes.
Okay. It explains a lot. Doctor? Doctor? Well, sir?
What's the question?
No, you admit that you're a fed.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to kick your ass. And talk bad English at you.
I get that a lot, but...
That you talk bad English?
Pretty much.
Odd, sounds like Queens to me.
I'm not going there. No, I am not a fed, is the answer.
Right. What are you then?
I do stuff with computers, but...
Such as?
You know, I'm just a lame user.
You're wearing... You're wearing a black shirt and khaki pants. You got half the uniform right, sir. Obviously, the memo didn't make it to the other side of the pond quite in time, did it?
Do I have powers of arrest? I do not.
That wasn't the question, sir.
Okay.
Who do you work for, sir?
I have my own company.
Is it affiliated with Her Majesty's government?
It is not affiliated with Her Majesty's government.
Are you from Her Majesty's government?
No.
Where are you from, sir?
Florida.
Do you sell drugs, sir? DEA, pay attention. We got another one for you.
What's the question?
Do you sell drugs, sir?
No, only crunchy ones.
No, only crunchy ones.
Okay. All right.
Right, I've been on a loop for a while. Anyone know what the hell a crunchy drug is? Anybody? Crunchy? Is that a new one I missed?
Is that like that herbal ecstasy?
Would that be herbal ecstasy, sir?
It would not.
Okay. What would it be, sir?
Dude, I'm not a fad. I mean, he
That's missed. Okay. We're past that now. We're into this crunchy drug stuff.
Okay. You can see me later.
No, I'd like you to tell everybody, because I'm sure they're all interested. They're all going to come to me, so why don't you just cut out the middleman and go for it. Anytime, sir.
You don't think a bit of mystery in life is important?
He wants to know if I think a little mystery in life is important.
But I wish I was.
I like my world in nice black and white little boxes, actually, so I can fit, you know. Oh, cheers. Okay.
You got it! You nailed it.
He's a Pop Rocks.
You actually sell Pop Rocks?
No, I do not.
Then why did you even bring that?
Wait. What's the computer? Don't you want to make money?
Sorry, sir. No such luck. Unless you can get the MI5 agent to actually admit that he's an MI5 agent, we can't do the show.
Would you be able to take out some identification?
I can prove I'm not a fan. Pretty much.
God, that's a big wallet.
The wallet of a
Do a lot of traveling, do you, sir?
It's not necessarily a United States federal agent.
It said, I don't want to be spotted as part of MI5 because they'll fire me. Thank you, sir. You can step down.
Thank you.
Howdy. See, first of all, on Friday, I saw you, and you looked kind of preppy dressed, and you were.
You look kind of what?
Kind of preppy.
Kind of preppy. Okay.
Yeah. And you seem.
I shop at Old Navy. What the hell's wrong with Old Navy? Mm-hmm. They have pants that fit me.
They're U.S. Cavalry store.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Cavalry.
U.S. Cavalry? Those are pants or U.S. Cavalry?
Yeah, U.S. Cavalry store.
Oh, okay, U.S. Cavalry store. Based in Kentucky. So you would be a good old boy, sir?
Sort of.
Sort of? Very good. Can you laugh like Roscoe Pico Train?
No.
Then you're not a good old boy, then. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. You seem to be consorting with some other kind of preppy dress people. You look even a little military, even.
So, I sense discrimination here.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a problem with preppy?
I think you're profiling.
Yeah. Well, I can do that.
Just because we all don't dress in black, sir, is not a reason to discriminate against us.
Okay. All right. I'm leaving now. Priest, you gave out a pretty good hint on Friday, and you seem to match the description. Then yesterday, you know, I came up and I...
Remember, I got to work with this guy later, so...
What?
Don't dig too deep a hole for me.
Okay. All right. Well, it was my opinion, so...
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, and then yesterday I came up to you, I asked you if you were fed, and you said, I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Yeah, and That just seemed kind of interesting. And then today I saw you in the...
Don't look at me, sir. I can't help you. It's all you, babe.
I saw you in the fatigue, so I figured I'd take a shot.
That would be a survivalist, sir.
So, are you fed?
I don't know.
Okay. It's
Rick, man. Huh? Oh, the Air Force Academy ring.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a U.S. government employee?
No. No, I work for Sandia Corporation.
He worked for Sandia Corporation.
Okay. Can you prove it?
No,
can you prove it?
I don't have a Sandia ID on me.
Okay.
No, I work at Sandia National Laboratories, which is...
Can you get close to the microphone, sir?
I work at Sandia National Laboratories, which is... give the whole spiel. Government-owned, contractor-operated... What?
Actually, I sold those already to the Chinese.
That's the other lab in New Mexico, not us. I just got through labeling all my hard drives.
He's not joking,
actually.
I'm not kidding. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But do you have arrest capacity?
Oh, no.
Okay. But he can nuke you back to the Stone Age, dude. As a matter of fact, I'd be wondering what that is in his hand.
Chainmail.
We have a nuclear weapons authorized person here with chainmail. In black combat fatigues. And combat boots. How many hit points do you get? I'd be a little worried if the folks guarding my nuclear secrets are walking around with chainmail. Thank you, citizen.
Thanks a lot.
Please don't kill us. My, you're a brave soul.
Will the man in the black hat please stand up on to the mic?
Go to the podium.
Why would I want to do a thing like that?
You've been spotted.
Have I now?
Stop grinning and drooling like an idiot, sir, and go over to the microphone. Go to the microphone, sir. They can't hear you in the audience.
Do you work for a three-letter agency?
Does four count?
Yes.
Could you do that one more time? That was just far too cool.
Do you have access to cryptographic material?
Stand up. Stand up. We're twins.
Yes.
Is it part of your job?
What? Is what part of his job, sir?
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I can.
All these years that I never knew.
Yes, it is part of my job.
Well?
Hold on, what was the question there? Do you have access to cryptography? Yes. Is it a part of your job? Huh?
Well,
I missed something.
Unauthorized access.
He can have what?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We can't have unauthorized access, right?
You need to speak into the microphone, sir.
I have never heard of anybody having unauthorized
access.
Yes, but
what part of his job would the cryptography thing involve? I'm trying to follow your logic here. Thank you very much. I knew that. I was being nice.
Well, you know.
Any other questions for the tall gentleman?
Okay. Which agency do you work for?
You don't have to answer, sir.
Oh,
yes. No, he doesn't.
I work for the Department of Defense.
Can the audience help me out here now?
What was the question again?
Actually, I know the gentleman personally. He does work for DOD. He's actually in a program right now. Hold on a minute. Let me retract that. I have knowledge of the program he's working in. He's currently stationed in Monterey, California. Does that help anybody?
If you're going to ask a question, why don't you ask which job I do?
Okay.
Occupational field 2600, specific MOS 2676, crypto-linguist Russian, which requires a top secret security clearance with sensitive controlled endorsement. The
SCI is what you're looking for.
SCI endorsement.
And I'm going to play really cheap here. Has Priest ever called you a Fed?
Yes, Priest has called him a Fed.
Priest has called me a Fed.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you what he does. He's actually a very good friend of mine. He's with Uncle Sam's Miscellaneous Children. Sir, please step away from the speakers. You don't want to know. It's very messy and very smelly. And it came from him. The audience is going to have to decide. He works for Uncle Sam's Misguided Children. He is a Russian language specialist. I believe he is going to Force Recon Battalion, or whatever they call it in the Marine Corps. He is not law enforcement. Up till about 1992, he would have been somewhere in Germany doing very nasty things. Now I have no idea what they're doing. I don't know why he went Russian studies.
They don't exactly give you a choice.
Yeah, they do. Then yes, they do. And I talked to you about that. And I told you should go Chinese, like I did.
You mean like you would, like you might, may or may not have done?
No, I speak Mandarin.
Oh, I see.
Hao, Nina, ni yao shen ma? Ni yao wo shuo shen ma la?
No.
No, gan ma?
42.
My navel itches. Actually, to that I would say Ni Fang Pi Hua. Anyone here speak Chinese? Ni zi da wo shuo shen ma la? Ni zi da wo shuo shen ma la? Wo shuo ta shi fang pi hua la? Would you like to translate that, sir? Chinese next to Russian is probably one of the best languages to curse in. They're very creative. It doesn't translate well into English when you say you're the son of a turtle. But I guarantee you that guy's going to come flying out of his chair with a knife. If I say that to him. Or is it turtle egg? Is it turtle or turtle egg? You don't say bad words. You just did, sir. It's okay. You're a good Christian boy, right? Not at all, but you just don't say bad words. Okay. So, again, it's up to the audience whether or not you want this guy spotted as a fit. He does not, according to the rules of Spot the Fed, he does not have powers of arrest. His next billet will either be, like I said, in some type of special forces / intelligence battalion or back at NSA. Yeah. It's spooks or feds are the keys. And it's up to the audience to decide. Round of applause for giving him a t-shirt. Since all you all missed the real feds in the audience, you get a t-shirt, dude.
You'll have to make do with me.
Once again, there are FBI agents floating around, folks. I don't know what the problem is. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we'll do one more spot the fit. Thanks, guys. You can beat your friend up later. While we're moving to the stage, why don't we move ahead with getting out some more of the stuff we want to give away, the FreeBSD stuff.
FreeBSD stuff. Let's see. What do we have?
More CDs for those of you who want them.
Speech, after everyone was clapping, I noticed this man here was not clapping, and then I looked at his shoes, and then he's wearing socks. Not.
I got underwear.
These are dress socks.
I match my pants. I know, it's sin. I know. I'm
completely.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, sir. We all have
does
to.
Does not match what everyone else is wearing. I know. What the heck is he thinking? The beard kind of threw me, but the clincher was guilt by association. Our love connection guy?
I was just hoping to get lucky. It's a good-looking guy, you know.
So are you a Fed?
I am not right now at this moment of fit.
Would that be because you're off duty, or you just got suspended for being spotted?
No, 5 years ago, Jim Christie hired me into the OSI program, and for 2 years I was an OSI agent. For the last 3 years I've been in industry, and now I'm a security consultant.
And you're still in recovery?
Yeah, I'm trying to get over it. I still got the marks all over my back.
3 years clean and sober?
Excuse me?
3 years clean and sober?
3 years, not quite clean and sober, but, you know, I'm trying. It's tough. I take it one day at a time.
You're a good man. Sorry, ma'am, it's a bit too late.
What's that?
It's a bit too late, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You still have the chip in the back of your head?
Very good. We have some CDC patches to give away. Does no one want CDC patches? Or? That's it. After that, I'd like to turn it over to Ms. Sarah Gordon from the Thomas J. Watson Research Center.